starting November 5th at the Ramada Inn, 10 East 120th Avenue. The doors open at 6 p.m. For more information, call toll-free at 866-328-1116 or visit our website at arudeawakening.tv. If you think you had a rude awakening from Michael's International Television series, you haven't heard anything until you've heard this live presentation of The Jonah Code.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking with Dr. Carolyn Dean. We're going to be talking about health and health issues. And, you know, I've learned so much about health since I quit practicing medicine. And I will tell you that the average doctor wants to do the very best for you, but he has never taught about nutrition. He has never taught about the dangers of the fluoride that they're putting in the drinking water and the lead. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're adding lead to your drinking water in small amounts, along with cadmium and polonium and radioactive waste and as part of the water fluoridation project. But the doctor doesn't know that. He's told by his medical organizations water fluoridation is safe, and so he supports it. The same thing is true with mercury and mercury fillings and the mercury in the vaccines that are destroying the minds of our children, and one in six American children, one of every six American children, one of every six American children as a neurodevelopmental abnormality of one sort or another. And, of course, we have real problems in America. One of every six children has asthma. You don't see that in other countries. At least you haven't in the past, now that we have a massive program of vaccination all throughout the world, financed by Bill and Melinda Gates, and Warren Buffett, of course, why we will see an increasing incidence of disease in children throughout the world. Well, we have other problems as far as adults are concerned. And one of the greatest scams of all time is the statin scam that tells us that if we don't get our cholesterol down, we're going to die. But the trouble is, if you do get your cholesterol down, you're going to die. We're all going to die. Question is, do statin drugs really prolong life and give you a better life, or is there something in them that perhaps has an anti-inflammatory benefit? Well, anyway, Dr. Carolyn Dean is with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about various issues. There is a study out recently that suggested, and whether it's accurate or not, we don't know, because you can always buy studies of any sort you want, but there is one study out of a major university that suggests that if you take statin drugs, you'll live a couple of years longer. Dr. Dean, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And have you had a chance to track down that story?
No, I haven't got the actual text yet, Dr. Stan, but I've been discussing it with several doctor friends. And what we have to remember about the statins is that they actually can kill fungus. They're powerful chemicals, and they have antifungal properties. So it's always been considered by some folks who've looked into it that the reason why statins can help people in some cases is because they kill off yeast and fungus in their bodies.
Well, of course, we know that, statistically, there is some benefit as far as dying of heart attacks, but, of course, you will die of cancer or other things that they actually produce. That was one of the problems with them, that statistically, at least large studies, it showed that you didn't live any longer. It just seemed like you were going to live forever, you were so miserable in many instances. But the statistics, at least in the past, have shown that, statins did not prolong your life. It may cut down minimally in your heart attacks, but then all the other complications came along.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because there's a big study, WOSCOPS, WOSCOPS, and it said that the effects on the heart from the statin drugs, any positive effects, would remain regardless of changing the cholesterol levels. So they still don't know how the statins work. So by telling people their cholesterol is high and they must take statins and look for a lowering of cholesterol, that, in fact, is not the case. And as we know, I wrote the book, The Miracle of Magnesium. Most people with coronary artery disease have normal or only slightly elevated cholesterol, and a lot of their heart effects are attributed to magnesium deficiency. So as long as we keep looking for a patented drug solution to heart disease and ignoring supplements like magnesium, the omega-3 fatty acids, and just plain diet, high fiber, high vegetables, exercise, and the right attitude, people are going to be suffering the effects of statin drugs.
And, of course, one of the effects of statin drugs is they are anti-inflammatory. They have an anti-inflammatory effect, and it may be that the minor statistical benefit people get from them is related to their anti-inflammatory action rather than from actually lowering the cholesterol. So they've really done a tremendous job of selling the American people that if you have a high cholesterol, you're going to get a heart attack. But many people get heart attacks, and half of them get heart attacks with normal cholesterol levels. So but they're not being forthright with the people, and they've certainly managed to confuse an awful lot of the doctors on the benefits of statin drugs, and they never mention all the complications. And so let's talk a little bit about statin drugs, and then I'd really like to talk about magnesium, because we carry your book, The Miracle of Magnesium, and we think it's a very important issue. And most people do not understand that the vast majority of the American people are magnesium deficient because we're just not getting it in our foods as we used to, and as a result, there are all sorts of potential complications that come from a magnesium insufficiency or very low magnesium level. First of all, is there anything new as far as the statin drugs are concerned? And what about the statistics that tell us if we don't get our cholesterol down, we're going to die?
Well, as you've said, Dr. Stan, it's a matter of selling the statin drugs to the public, trying to pin the cholesterol problem on heart disease and vice versa. When I actually I'm working on another edition of The Miracle of Magnesium. It'll be out next year, called The Magnesium Miracle. They wanted to change the name around. And I have a section in there about the discovery of cholesterol and coronary artery disease. A couple of Russian scientists said some laboratory-grade rancid cholesterol to a group of rabbits and found out that build up this coronary artery plaque in their arteries. And they said, oh, cholesterol must cause coronary artery disease. And that's where the first initial association came about. And I don't know, people didn't go into the details or look at what had been used. And as I said, it was rancid. It was already what we call oxidized. And it's the type of cholesterol that people just don't eat. You don't eat rancid butter or any rancid oils. And if you do, then you cause problems. So this study was back in 1913. And they concluded that cholesterol must be responsible for coronary artery disease. And then I found some writings by Robert Ford in 1969. And he said this cholesterol theory of heart disease was a tragic blunder. He wrote a book called Stale Food versus Fresh Food. And he talked about the experiment and how it was like a half-truth. And that then the vegetable oil industry got behind this half-truth in order to create their trans fatty acid products, which now we know definitely cause heart disease. And they caused this whole blunder, as he said, this whole misassociation of cholesterol with heart disease.
And I think that's really so important for people to understand, is that for years you were told, oh, don't eat butter. It's got cholesterol in it. Don't eat eggs. They got cholesterol in it. You know, and then they sold us the trans fatty acids. Oh, you've got to eat this brand or that brand of margarine, and, yeah. and this is going to protect your arteries. And actually, it was the worst thing in the world you could do.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes, and the way the statins work, they block a specific enzyme in the liver that helps make cholesterol. But if you think about it for more than 2 seconds, the body produces its own cholesterol. It absolutely needs cholesterol to coat every cell in the body. The membranes of all our cells require a lipid or a fat coat made from cholesterol, and especially in the brain. If your brain doesn't have enough cholesterol, you'll start to get all the side effects that we are seeing from statin drugs, the global amnesia and confusion, and possibly Alzheimer's symptoms, because we don't have enough fat protecting our brain. When you think of people who are told, and I have this happen, I run a telephone consulting practice, and I have several clients who tell me, well, my cholesterol on the statin drugs, they got it down to about 160, and I figured I could come off it. And the doctor said, oh, no, you might as well just stay on it just in case. So they're driving people's cholesterols down way below the normal and optimal. An optimal cholesterol is around 200. And to say that it should be down to 180, it means that people are going to become deficient in cholesterol.
Sure. Well, the body knows exactly what you should have. I mean, the body is an amazing, amazing organism, and God made it that way, and he made it so we would have actually, you know, cholesterol, and our levels would be raised to where they should be. And occasionally it'll get out of whack, but... You know, before I went to medical school, the normal upper limit of cholesterol was 280.
Mm-hmm.
When I went into practice, the normal level was 230, and you went up to 230 and you just didn't worry about it. Now, they want to get you below 200 and down to 170, and oh my goodness, the lower it gets, the better you're going to be, and that really isn't true.
No.
People, you know, get, you know, aches, and they get pains, and I'm sure you must get these complaints all the time from people who begin to get all the muscle symptoms from the low cholesterol, don't you?
Definitely. And what do? They go to their doctor. The doctor doesn't read about the side effects of these drugs. In fact, I have studies in one of my other books, Death by Modern Medicine, where it says doctors are very inadequate at being able to diagnose drug side effects. Maybe it's an unconscious feeling where they don't want to be responsible for creating side effects. But if you're on a statin drug, you go to your doctor and you say, oh, I have this ache in my arm, leg, or, you know, muscle, joint. They'll say, oh, well, let me give you an anti-inflammatory drug. Let me give you an arthritis drug. Oh, you must be developing arthritis. Oh, you're getting old. Oh, well, it's only to be expected. Look at your age. And they won't look at this statin drug, which has a known side effect of causing muscle deterioration, and in some cases to the point where people become completely disabled. So we've got a real problem situation where you start with one drug, you start getting drug side effects, and you're put on another drug. And even though doctors will tell you and the quackbusters will tell you that allopathic drug-based medicine is all very scientific, and look at the hundreds of millions of dollars they spend on doing a study to prove a drug will be safe and effective. Well, they're not proving safety, and they're not even usually proving effectiveness of drug. They're just proving that it's a little bit better than placebo. And when they do that, then they'll put the drug on the market, and at that point, the drug is being taken by people who are on perhaps a slew of other medications, on a very bad diet, have a very stressful lifestyle, and who knows what that drug's going to do to the individual. And it is not scientific at all to give someone 2 drugs at a time, or 3, or 4, or 5, because we've never done studies with those, what we call the polypharmacy drugs. There's no experiment that will tell us that they're safe or effective.
And, of course, one of the big things with the statin drugs is they lower something called coenzyme Q10. Mm-hmm. Could you tell our listeners about coenzyme Q10, why that is so important, and what happens when you take the statin drug and it lowers the coenzyme Q10?
Yes, this is a very important enzyme in every cell in the body. It's in the mitochondria, and the mitochondria is where energy is produced, and in order to produce that energy, you need a lot of magnesium, and you need this coenzyme Q10, and the statin drugs seem to have a way of totally disrupting that enzyme. The drug companies have known about it for decades, and one company even patented a statin that contained coenzyme Q10, but they've been sitting on that patent for a long time because they don't want to admit that the drug causes a problem.
Wasn't that the people who produced the Lipitor?
I it slips my mind right now what company it is.
It was the people who made the Lipitor, and of course, if they'd given the Lipitor, the coenzyme Q10, with the Lipitor, why they wouldn't have had, you know, the people getting chronic fatigue. So many people on the statin drugs will not continue taking them because they begin to get aches and pains, and then their mind is not functioning right, but then they lose their energy. They get this terrible fatigue. Of course, they can also get congestive heart failure because it attacks the heart. The heart's a muscle, and the coenzyme Q10 is necessary for proper function. So then what do? Well, they put you on Digitalis or beta blockers or something like that because of your congestive heart failure. And the cascade of events, it is one of the greatest scams of history, but it's had one of the greatest advertising campaigns and has made more money for the drug companies, for Big Pharma. And you must understand that this is not about helping you. It's about helping the people who own the stock. I have nothing against making money, but you got to do it honestly, and you cannot be hurting people, and you cannot be covering up the truth about the dangerous side effects. And when you read the statistics, you know, of how this is going to give you a 30% increased longevity, you have to understand that figures don't lie, but liars figure. And they can take a 1% difference in people who take the drug and don't take the drug, and suddenly convert it into a 30% benefit simply in the way that they frame the statement.
Right. And what's interesting about the whole statin picture is not just that it's a patented drug and they're making money from it, but as you say, they know it's causing damage. They know that the incidence of congestive heart failure is increasing. And if you Google congestive heart failure, you'll see, oh my, in the past couple of decades, we've got this almost epidemic of congestive heart failure. Oh dear, oh dear, I wonder what's causing it. And they don't for a moment stop to think, well, what's new on the scene? And how many of these people with congestive heart failure are taking statin drugs? In clients that come to me to try to find treatment for their congestive heart failure, they're all on cholesterol drugs, and most of them don't need them. Or there are things that you can do. I find so many people, they're dehydrated. They're not even doing what we call the stages of health, the very basics of taking a deep breath or a dozen deep breaths every half hour, or drinking water that's not acidic. I've done a big study in my research about acidic water. Most tap water is a pH of around 6, and the body is a pH of 7.365. So if your water is below the pH of your body, as soon as you drink it, you create more acidity in your body. And this acidity is very detrimental to the way your tissues function. When we exhale, that's carbon dioxide, that is acidic. That comes off all the cells in our body. when they go through their metabolic cycles. And to neutralize that in the body, we have to use alkaline minerals like calcium and magnesium. So if you're acidic, you don't take enough magnesium and calcium, your bones will be stripped of these minerals in order to neutralize the acidity, because the body desperately works to stay at 7.365. So the water that we drink, and a lot of people even in the natural health movement have been not necessarily lied to, but they've been told that distilled water is good for them because it pulls out toxins, or even reverse osmosis water is good for them. But those waters are actually a pH of 2 and 3, extremely acidic. And yes, they'll pull out toxins perhaps, but they'll also be pulling out more and more of your minerals. And I think it's one of the many reasons why we have so much osteoporosis, is that people are drinking acidic water.
All right. Well, I certainly concur. And I think one of the important things that you really have done is your dissertation on magnesium, because we do care, Dr. Dean's book, The Miracle of Magnesium, and certainly I got started taking the magnesium, based upon some of the work that Dr. Blaylock had done, and then after reading Carolyn's book, I was absolutely certain. It really has such a profound impact, and I can remember going to medical school, and the only time we ever talked about the use of magnesium, other than milk and magnesia, for your constipation, was, magnesium sulfate given to a woman in pregnancy, her blood pressure is going up, she'd be beginning to convulse. We call it eclampsia. And you gave them intravenous magnesium sulfate, and it would begin to bring the blood pressure down and stop the convulsions.
Mm-hmm.
Given a bolus intravenously. And, of course, it had an effect on the mind. I knew that, but that was put somewhere in the back of my mind 50 years ago when I was in medical school. But nobody ever mentioned the importance of magnesium, and yet it is important for the function of literally all of our cells. And in years past, we didn't have a problem with magnesium. We certainly do today because we're not getting enough. Almost all... What percentage of the people are magnesium deficient today, Carolyn?
Well, when the National Institute of Health did a survey of that, they found that 80% of women don't get even the RDA of magnesium, and 70% of men. And then when you look at RDA, the RDA is very, very low.
That's recommended daily.
Recommended daily dosage is about half of what we need. So sometimes I say I think at least 80% of the population is low on this on magnesium, this very necessary mineral. So I tell people, yes, they should try to find sources of magnesium in their food, which is nuts, seeds, whole grains, green leafy vegetables, and if people ate a serving of one or two of those a day, they would be getting a couple hundred milligrams of magnesium. But even in the soil, we find this deficiency has spread, so that the soil being deficient, it's not picked up in our foods. 500 milligrams was the normal amount in a person's diet about 100 years ago, and now it's only about 150 milligrams, and we need about 500 or 600 milligrams. The RDA, the recommended daily allowance by the government in order to prevent outright deficiency, is only 300 to 400 milligrams. So we have a lot of catching up to do to get the magnesium we need, and in working on the new edition of the book for next year, I came across 100 factors that can help identify magnesium deficiency, because people kept saying, well, how do I know I need it? One of the reasons we have such a problem with finding out if people need magnesium is that it's not found readily in our blood test.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. Dr. Carolyn Dean here with American Food Network.
Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
American Freedom Network. Our guest is Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I really wanted to talk about magnesium for a while, because this is so essential to every aspect of our health. So many people have cardiac irregularity. You know, if they do an EKG, they're dropping beats. And the reason you drop a beat is because your heart is very irritable, and it'll kick in, and you'll begin to get these we call them ectopic impulses that funnel through the electrical system of the heart, and by so doing, they block the normal rhythm, and of course you'll have three beats, and then you'll drop a beat, and then, or maybe you get a very, very rapid firing of your heart, a tachycardia. And, you know, and of course, what's the solution? Well, we put you on one or another of the medications that will slow down the heart, but they have profound physiological response on all other aspects of your body, and then you begin getting the complications from the drug. You may feel very irritable, things of that sort. So what does magnesium do as far as the heart? What does magnesium do as far as the muscles? What does magnesium do as far as the mind and the brain?
Well, they're all associated. If one part of the body is suffering, other parts of the body will be suffering as well. And with magnesium, it's easy to find out what's occurring in the muscles and nerves, because we now know that the way magnesium works is by creating a relaxation of the muscles of the body from head to toe, including the heart muscle. And that's what the heart is, one big muscle. What calcium does is it creates the tension in the muscles. It tightens the muscles up, and magnesium relaxes. So they need to be in an appropriate balance. When they're not in balance, when there's not enough magnesium, then there's too much calcium, and our muscles get tight, including our heart muscle. So it's as simple as that for, as you said, the irritability of the heart, or if someone's heart muscles get so tight that they get angina, where the circulation in the heart itself is cut off, and then you get angina, and if it gets very bad, you can have a heart attack and part of the heart muscle dies. So magnesium relaxes the muscles. It also creates the gateway in the cells of the body to allow either the calcium to go in and out, hormones to go in and out, neurotransmitters. So when it comes to the nervous system, magnesium opens the doors just enough for the right amount of neurotransmitters in the brain to go in and out and create nervous impulses. Without the proper amounts of magnesium, then you can get this irritability and excitability, which translates in humans into anger, anxiety, apathy. All these symptoms that we think are mood disorders can in fact be magnesium deficiency. And when I was talking before the break about the 100 factors that can help you identify magnesium deficiency, I have something here. Alcohol intake, more than 7 drinks per week, can lead to a magnesium deficiency. People don't realize that. We're always being told now, a couple of glasses of wine are actually healthy, and we should be drinking more alcohol to relax us. Whereas, in fact, if they looked at all the details of what alcohol is really doing, it is creating a magnesium deficiency, which is why people will get irritable, and then they'll think, well, I just need more alcohol to calm down. So we've got these many, many symptoms. If you have constipation, that can be a magnesium deficiency symptom. Asthma. If you have brain trauma, if we only had our neurosurgeons and neurologists understand what magnesium does, as soon as you had a head injury and were taken to hospital, you should be put on a magnesium drip, an intravenous magnesium, just as if you had a heart attack, you must be put on a magnesium drip. And there are studies that show the incredible benefits of doing that in the emergency situations.
And the doctors have never heard of it. My good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, practiced neurosurgery for many years. And, of course, he was always interested in the nutritional aspects of what was going on. He commented, you know, how many times, you know, people would come in with head injuries or couldn't have one or another injury to the brain, and he put them on a magnesium drip, and his patients didn't have all the complications and problems even after surgery because you'd put them on magnesium, you know, that the other neurosurgeons were having, and yet nobody wanted to hear about it. And the reason is because it is not written up in the neurosurgical literature. It's written up in the scientific literature that deals with nutrition, and of course the average neurosurgeon never reads about all of these studies that have been done, experimental studies on animals as far as the effect of magnesium on the brain and preventing complications after injuring the brain. And so since it's not written up in their journals, it's never talked about, and they're not really aware of it. And, you know, magnesium really relaxes people and does actually helps them to get to sleep at night, doesn't it?
Yes, it's seems to be this strange combination of being able to increase the energy in the body because it works at the cell level, like we said before, in the mitochondria to actually create energy, but because it works in a balanced fashion, it can be used at night to relax the body and give people sleep, and it's just such a miracle for women, especially mothers with a couple of kids who've been sleep deprived since their first baby was born. These women are operating on about 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. Well, it's restless and tiredness and all the deficiency of magnesium actually that's causing them to have a restless sleep. And when they take magnesium at night, they have a good night's rest, even if it's just 6 or 7 hours, and then they're up and ready to tackle the day.
And you know, it was so interesting. I like to watch 60 Minutes because I want to know what the other side is trying to convince us of that isn't true. And last Friday night, they had this story of this teenage girl who was some sort of a mood disorder, and somehow or other she did something, and a lot of people got killed. And the whole explanation was, well, she went off the medicines that had been prescribed by her psychiatrist, and there was a rock star there. I think he was sort of a prototype of Tom Cruise into Scientology, and how terrible psychiatry was. And of course, it turned out he had electric shock when he was very young, but it had transformed his life and made him a more productive individual. And now he was a multimillionaire with millions of fans, you know, and it was really because he had had that electric shock when he was young.
Oh, my.
And, you know, but the whole idea is you just take those pills that the government gives you. In fact, they have the right to force you to take those pills, and it was because you didn't take the pills that all those people died. Ladies and gentlemen, television is used to control our reality. We'll be back here in just a moment. We'll welcome your calls, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes, if a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Here at the American Freedom at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you have a question Why, give us a call at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But, you know, we've been talking about her book, The Miracle of Magnesium, which we carry. We think it's an important book. Dr. Dean, would you like to get your website out and where people can get your information?
Yes, it's carolyndean.com, CarolynDean.com. And as I mentioned, I do private customized telephone consultations. People around the world call me, and they're all suffering the same problems, Dr. Stan. Too much medication and not enough information about what to do naturally. When both of us went to medical school, there was no course on nutrition or lifestyle. The focus in medicine is on diagnosing and treating disease. So when you go to your doctor and expect your doctor to keep you healthy or tell you what to do to stay healthy, that's not what's on their mind. On their mind is keeping track of symptoms until they get bad enough that they can give you a medication. So we're on two different tracks here, and what I do with my naturopathic degree and my medical degree is try to bridge that gap and tell people what's really going on in the mind of their doctor when they say, well, you have to have a cholesterol of 180 or you have to keep on this medication. And what's happening there is the editorials now in some of the medical journals are saying, well, we don't know about blood pressure and cholesterol. They might leap up at any time if you take your patients off their drugs, so we might as well keep people on their drugs. I used to say, you know, even just 5 years ago, that any doctor would want to take you off these very strong and potentially toxic medications when your symptoms are gone or when your blood tests are better or when your blood pressure is better. But that's not happening anymore. Doctors somehow have been given the impression that keeping on these very powerful drugs is somehow preventive and will somehow keep you alive longer, whereas what we know from looking at all the side effects, and you just have to look around at your friends and family and see all the side effects that people are having from their medications. The big thing now is inflammation. Everybody's got inflammation that's causing their heart problems and their brain problems and their bowel problems, and the drug companies are busy looking for drugs for inflammation. But look at what happened with the anti-inflammatory drugs for joint problems, the Vioxx and Celebrex. They finally were taken off the market because they were causing heart disease, where they caused so much toxicity in the body that the heart rebelled. So what Dr. Stan and I both do is try to give people information to help them make choices to have other choices besides just using drug therapy and surgery.
And, you know, one of the things I would point out is that basically they do very small studies on these drugs. I get them through the FDA and their friends at the FDA. You know, look upon the drug companies as their client. Why? Because the FDA is being funded in large part by money that's given to them by the drug companies. So what happens, of course, if, you know, whoever pays the piper calls the tune. The FDA is actually funded in large part by grants from the drug companies. They work in combination. They release the drugs. And then they're supposed to monitor them after they put out on large-scale distribution. And they use the American people as guinea pigs. And they really do. And then they're supposed to report back, and that's what happened, you know, with Vioxx, as more and more people started having strokes and dying. And there was between a 5 and 7% times increase, not percent, but 5 to 7 times increase, in heart attacks and strokes with people who were taking Vioxx on people who were not taking Vioxx, and they knew that, and they concealed the information. That was what's so unconscionable. They picked it up, and immediately reported to the FDA and taken the drug off the market, I would have a great deal of respect for Merck. But they knew what they were doing, and they withheld the information, and they lied to the doctors, and they would send their detailed people around, and if the detailed people, you know, were asked by the doctor, well, what about this relationship between heart attack and Vioxx? The detailed people would say, well, you write to the company and ask them. Mm-hmm. So how many doctors are going to take the time to write to the Merck company to find out? If doctor wrote to Merck, though, very unusually, but if you wrote to him, Merck would say, will you check with the FDA? You write to the FDA. Mm-hmm. They have the information.
Right.
Knowing full well that they had held it with information from the Federal Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, of course, Merck faced bankruptcy. But don't you worry. They've come up with a whole flock of new experimental drugs, and they're going to put those on the market, the new vaccine for human papillomavirus, and a whole slew of new drugs that's going to bail Merck out. Why? Because Merck is one of the drug companies that helps finance the FDA, the federal agency that's supposed to be there to protect us. Dr. Dean, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, yes, just keep your minds open and keep your thoughts clear and work on the stages of health, taking care of your health, of yourself and your loved ones. The best way to start is by reading books on natural options and choices. You can start with The Miracle of Magnesium. Get it from Dr. Stan. I go through about half a dozen or more different conditions, and I don't just talk about magnesium in the final summation. I tell you what to do beyond magnesium. So it's like a health encyclopedia. And at the same time, it's a type of book you can take to your doctor because it's fully referenced with all the studies that show that you need to be taking magnesium, especially if you're taking other medications.
God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
45.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Carolyn Dean. We do carry a book, The Miracle of Magnesium, I really believe it's an excellent book. We do. We have a book on the statin drugs. We have a four-tape set on statin drugs. We carry one of the most important books by Dr. Russ Blaylock entitled Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And I think probably we sell more copies of that than any other book besides My Brotherhood of Darkness. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life is now available, I believe, in paperback. But it's really something you just want to have there, and it'll take you into the fluoride and the aspartame and the mercury and the, you know, the other things that are really affecting your health. The immunizations, the vaccinations we're taking, which cause an inflammation of the brain in our children. 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. 1 in 6 American children has asthma. And the government assures us it's not related to vaccines, but all shucks, they just have never figured out why that is. But you can trust us, they say, because we're from the government. And who would want to hurt children? What? Well, most of them are in favor of abortion, and they've killed 50 million children. Obviously, somebody wants to hurt children in America, and you must understand, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life is so important. And then, of course, you know someone with cancer, they need to get Dr. Blaylock's other book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. I've had so many people call and thank me for getting that information to them. And the reason is really very clear that, you know, if you're going to go in for chemotherapy and radiation, well, your hair is going to fall out, you're going to become violently ill. But if you follow Dr. Blaylock's suggestions, there's an excellent chance you won't have that. And I had one woman call, and she said, you know, I give this to my sister. She went in for chemotherapy, and the doctor couldn't figure out why all of her hair didn't fall out, why she wasn't so sick. She wanted to know what she was doing, and she wasn't about to tell him that she had read the book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Now, all of these things and so much more is available from Radio Liberty. We have 4-tape sets with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Health Secrets, and a new 4-tape set on your health. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're on statin drugs, you need the book. It's an inexpensive little book. It quotes all the scientific studies and the 4-tape set on statin drugs. You need to have it. You need to begin looking after your health. You also need to begin, because I really believe we're very, very close to a major cataclysmic event, beginning to stockpile the health supplements that you will need to maintain your health and the health of your family in the difficult times that lie ahead. If you'd like to get our health catalog, we'd be glad to send it to you free of charge. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, the book on statin drugs, the Miracle of Magnesium by Dr. Carolyn Dean. We carry other books like Dr. Strand's book, Death by RX, going into the background of so many of the things that have been given to the American people that are hazardous to your health. We have a 4-tape set on vaccines, and you really need to know what to do. We have a 4-tape set on autism. We've created this epidemic that they cannot tell the American people. Why, if we did, why, we wouldn't believe them anymore. People who are responsible for the death of 50 million unborn children. Well, we're out of time. 1-800-544-8927. Tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden, back by request.
And Voice of Many Waters invites you to join us
for a special night of praise and worship
and prophetic dance
on Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
We'll be at 3J's Coffee House in Johnstown, Colorado.
For more information, call us at 303-654-9924
or 1-800-205-6245.
It will be a night of prayer and ministry.
So tell your friends and family, and we'll see you there.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia,